going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We like what they did.
It's a tough one to like. Like, I get it. It's a really, really tough one to wake up this morning. And can I get a defensive tackle jersey? Like, I get it. And the Browns have screwed up this exact type of move in one of the biggest ways possible. When, and he's a friend of the station with the Phil Taylor draft, but it was the Julio Jones. It wasn't the Phil Taylor draft. It was the Julio Jones draft. So if you're just going to compare it to that, I understand. I understand, but I have to go back to, how do you dig yourself out from the hole that they are in? If you don't acknowledge we were in a hole, then we're just not going to come to an agreement here. If you thought we could somehow win 10 games, 11 games this year, close the gap on Kansas City, close the gap on Buffalo, I just don't understand that. That's not what this year was ever going to be about. And it's actually a front office that made a move as if they do have job security. It's a move from Andrew Berry that says this year is not about winning. Now, we'll have a totally different discussion all offseason about what it means for Kevin Stefanski.
Oh, he's gonna, he is not out of the crosshairs.
I imagine can we be honest with ourselves for a sec? I imagine you got the truth serum out for Kevin. He wasn't thrilled.
I'll save my opinion for that at 6:43. All right. I want to get to these phones, but going back on Andrew, sorry, I'm choked up by this move. Going back to Andrew, it's only going to get hotter. It's only going to get hotter because if whoever they take in this draft at quarterback, that guy ain't going to be starting week one. And eventually, honestly, I do think the wheels will fall off with Joe at some point. We'll see what Kenny Pickett can do. And if Kenny Pickett can play well or the rookie can play well, then we'll have a different conversation. But they still are not a high-scoring offense whatsoever. Now, they can address that tonight. And they can go out and they can get themselves Trevion Henderson, or they can get Quinshon Judkins. And those are Ohio State backs, so we know. I do like Caleb Johnson, but I don't think you're going to take him at pick 33 or 36 there. So they can help out their offense tonight. Tonight's an offensive night. But as they sit right now, they're not going to be the they're not addressing this the way the Bears have addressed their offense. I mean, they're going to be a team. I don't know what they're going to do on defense right now, but their offense is going to be something coming up here, and they're going to give Caleb Williams anything, everything. But he is going to have to answer, and I think that he can say, I've done what's responsible by the franchise this year, where before, I'm telling, Jimmy Haslam was the turning point here. When he spoke at the owners' meetings, that changed a lot of our, it should have, it certainly changed my perspective of, okay, they're not going to be desperate for a quarterback, and if you're not desperate for a quarterback, we don't need to go in some crazy direction here. That's fine. So let's see where they go now, and I've liked Mason Graham as a solid player over the last couple of years. This is going to be not Phil Taylor-esque, because Phil Taylor got hurt. Phil Taylor would have been a solid defensive tackle for a long time. And I'm going to use the word solid because I don't think that Mason Graham is going to be stacking up all pros. It'd be nice. I think he's going to create opportunities for a healthy Mike Hall. because Mike Hall is more of a pass rusher at a defensive tackle spot. I think he'll create opportunities for Miles Garrett. I think he's going to create opportunities maybe for Isaiah McGuire, Obo Okoronkwo, who is still a part of this football team. I think that that's what he's going to do. And that is not going to be noticed as we're sitting around having drinks in week four. It ain't. So Andrew Berry's going to have to a lot of explaining to do to the general fans. We are not getting out of the woods. There is a path, but we are still deep, deep, deep in these woods. And he's got to hope that this season doesn't become Blair Witch Project for him. That's what he's got to do. Because I know that there's going to be a price to pay. I don't want to have to fire guys and bring in new general managers. So this is what you have, and this was a solid move because you found a team. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, let's call it what it is. His tenure in Jacksonville so far has been a disappointment. You've had two, you're on your third head coach. You've had different guys who were brought in. They've got some good wide receivers down there. They decided to go big bang. And you got a guy like Tony Khan who's willing to do crazy things, and you got a guy who's willing to do crazy things. You're getting ready for your future. They're trying to get ready for their now. You found the right trade partner over this time, and you made what I thought was a quality move. 216-474-0092. Which one did you want to take here, Tone? I'm sorry. Go right on ahead with what
line
you
three.
Wanted to say.
Line right. three.
Joel in Illinois, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan. Hello, Joel.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Morning
to
you.
I just want to commend the Browns for getting a draft pick that will not get them any more wins next year. And it'll entice the next GM to come in with two first-round picks that are both top five. And we'll have all the ammo to get Drew Aller, Arch Manning, whoever we got to get. But we got to start looking at the GM list so we can have those two next year first-round picks. We got to go for it.
So you don't think Andrew Berry survives this?
Well, Lima, when they win three more games next year, nobody's surviving it.
Well, tell you what, Joel. I mean, because if six wins probably ain't going to do it.
Just imagine October, guys. We got Mason Graham pushing the pocket in the middle in October. He gets a pressure on the quarterback, and they still lose by 21 points. It's a beautiful scene.
You have to understand. Do you believe on the other end, though, that Travis Hunter would help them win more than six games, seven games, eight games to keep their jobs?
I totally believe that all the smoke. And Lima was 100% right. We had people believing he was Justin Jefferson and – you know, Champ Bailey, he was like,
it was incredible.
Yeah.
I never heard anything like it. What I heard bonkers. The 2 weeks before the draft.
It was wild. It was wild. Joel,
Justin Jefferson, Denzel Ward, you know, Jesus, he was all of it.
Joel, thank you for the call. What he did, Andrew Berry did what was best for the franchise. He did not do what was best for his job. That simple.
And how rare is
Andrew
that?
Andrew Berry could be watching the draft as an assistant somewhere else at this time next year. But he did what was best for the
franchise.
What
my fear had been throughout all of this, and even before Miles Garrett resigned, my fear was that they were going to make a bunch of win-now moves that would have only...
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Kick the can on this team doing what they needed to do to get a rebuild going. Now I think they're being honest with you. And so we will have debates about, I find it interesting that you have kind of twice nonchalantly talked about a quarterback that they're going to draft today. I want to get into that later. Because
at some point they're going to take one.
Yeah, I think the final hour of today. The show, we are going to talk because they control day two of the draft. Yep. Not only do they potentially control next year's draft, they control tonight in a big way. There is a lot of talent that is up there tonight that we've got to talk about. But I overall just think finally you had a team do the smart thing as opposed to the rash thing. The rash thing would have been job-saving moves tonight. That would have been it. Yes, last night.
Yeah, you're fine.
Like doing everything you could last night to try to save your job. That, to me, would not have made any sense. And I think they did what made the most sense.
Wickman and Parma, you're next up on the fan. Yellow.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say I think Barry did the right thing. Instead of trying to sell tickets, which we've done in the past by taking Johnny Manziel and a few other unmentionables, I think they did the right thing by stacking up some draft picks. This is going to be a couple-year project before we even start considering challenging for the division. So the Browns fans got to be patient, but I really do think that they did what was best for the franchise. And we just got to be patient and be realistic, because 5 to 6 wins with the schedule that we got, I think that's a reality for us to expect.
It is the, and Wickman, thank you very much for the call, because you're right about this. I mean, this is the quintessential. I remember saying this years ago, This is paying your bills. This is investing and doing what you can to secure your future instead of going to Vegas and letting it roll right on number 33. Like, that's what that is. It's much more fun to go with the boys to Vegas and put something down on roulette and let it ride. But it is much more pragmatic and smart to get ready for your future. You already went to Vegas. You lost big time. You lost big time. This is something that invests in your future here with this move. And it's not great for his job, but it is good for the Browns' future. Mike on the road, you're next up on the fan. Yellow, Mike.
Man, how would you like to go sit and listen to Journey and get that fifth pick? Oh, my God.
Is it true? Hey. By the way, hold on real quick. Is it true, people were telling me there, that they didn't do Don't Stop Believing at first, and then they came out after the pick and did it as kind of an encore? If anybody can vouch to this, I would love to know what the scene was last night.
I didn't go up there, but I seen some clips online. Didn't look very enticing or exciting, did it?
Well, no, I was getting texts from people in the stadium who were going, this is getting very tense right now. I was like, oh, God, no. I seem to be still safe. But, yeah, go ahead there, Mike.
I don't know what Andrew Berry's doing. You know, I'm mixed on this trade down. Okay, I do like what we got. We got the first-round pick next year. Yeah. That's awesome. But you drop down to 5. You don't know if Nick Chubb's coming back this year, and you have the best running back in the draft sitting there, and you don't take him. You take a defense, and you don't have the offense.
Well, I got to tell
you, you got to score points.
But let me tell you, and you're right, because I think a guy like Ashton Jenny is going to run for about 1,400 yards this next year. But are you going to have a good situation for him where he can make a dramatic impact for you? Because, you know, Geno Smith is still a quarterback that you really have to respect. Now, Joe is a guy that we respect. Would it be the same situation? I'm not sure. And also, you know what, Mike? Let's just call it what it is. There are some things that they haven't budged on, and they're not going to take a running back that high. They're just not going to do that. So they'll pay for it if Ashton Jenny goes out there and he plays extremely well. You know, I don't need to make excuses for them. That's something that they'll have to answer to.
The Browns won't take him at 5, but the Raiders will take him at 6.
Yeah, I understand.
You know,
I understand. Yes.
And the other thing is, you know, you need a quarterback. Okay, you know you're going to draft. Kevin Stefanski's man is Jackson Dart. You can't give away a third-round pick to move up into the back of the round to take that quarterback before the Giants do.
No.
I mean,
no.
Why not? I mean, you just got 2 second-round picks.
Well, Mike, do you like Jackson Dart?
I like Jackson. Okay. I think Jackson Dart's probably the second best quarterback in the draft.
Okay, but how do you compare him? I understand right now it's early to tell, but how are you going to compare him in mass with the quarterbacks that are next year, which right now it seems like everybody believes is a much, much stronger class?
It is a stronger class, Anthony. Okay, it is. But people don't want to wait till what are you telling the fans? hey, sit through another 2-17 yeah. or 2-15
yes.
season?
That's what he's saying. Yes, yes. And honestly,
I mean,
do you want the, wait a minute, a guy you don't trust and a guy who you wrote that's written here in the thing talking about him being needing to be fired, Andrew Berry, you want him to go up and make moves for quarterbacks here in this draft that's bad with quarterbacks?
Here's the thing, Ken. If you take him and he's a bust, you have two first-round picks next year that you accumulated. So
but he's still, Mike, thank you for the call. He's still a first-round pick. The Giants made a statement last night. That guy's going to play. He's going to play. Now you're in project land. That's why the Shedeur Sanders conversation changed last night, and it changes moving forward today. You're in project land. You want to take Jalen Milroe at 67? Fine, be my guest. Take Jalen Milroe at 67. But if you move back into the first round, especially for Sanders last night, but for Jackson Dart or any one of these guys, you are making a statement, and this is something that you still can't come off of. Hey, we've had second-round picks who are quarterbacks, go out there and suck up the room, and you move forward. You can get rid of those guys. Third-round guys you can do. Project land is fine. But if you jump back into the first round for that quarterback, you just want some instant gratification. You want somebody you can get excited about. Guess what? Still the Browns. They're still going to take a quarterback tonight, and we're still going to find a way to get excited about that guy. And if it's Jalen Milroe, we'll talk upside. We know how we are. A little bit of patience.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.